prayer so much, but I was thinking like this. Ki ha-mitzvah zos sh'anochi mitzavcha yom. You don't have it in front of you, I'm just reading out of the Chumash. Lo nefleisi mechavu lo rechoki. This mitzvah is not far away. Lo b'shamayimi. Le'imor mi'al lelanu ha-shamayimah v'yikachel lelanu. V'yashmi'enu osah v'na'asema. V'lo me'ever li'amhi. This mitzvah is not on the other side of the river. It's not on the other side of the ocean. Le'imor mi'yavar lanu es ever hayam. V'yikachel lelanu v'yashmi'enu osah v'na'asema. Kikar v'lech ha-dav ma'od b'fichul v'vavchol ha-sosah. It's not across the sea. So what's the mitzvah? What is ha-mitzvah zos? Okay, so big machlokas. Is it Torah generally? Is it the mitzvah of tshuva? Let's go like those Rishon who assume that ha-mitzvah zos is talking about tshuva. Right? That's probably what most of us think. Kikar v'lech ha-davar ma'od b'ficha u'lavav chalasosa. So I was thinking, sometime between when we parted ways last night and this morning, I was thinking, lo me'ever liyam, it's not on the other side of the ocean. Where is it? It's in your mouth, it's in your lips. But maybe tshuva's in the ocean. It's not on the other side. Lo me'ever liyam, it's not on the other side of the ocean. Maybe tshuva's in the water. Maybe tshuva's in the water. So what does that mean, tshuva's in the water? So I want to share with you two pieces. One from the Min Katcher. That's what Rav Shechter always says it. Rav Shechter always says Min Katcher. He never says Mon. I've never once heard Rav Shechter say Mon Katcher. On Shabbos, I heard Rav Shechter speak. He said, the Mincha's a loser, the Min Katcher. That's how he always says it. That's the Masorah in our yeshiva. So the Min Katcher wrote a sefer called the Shari Yisaschar. Okay, it's on one of the two sides of the page. And I tried to save paper, so I gave you a funny photocopy. This is in his writings on Maimor Yemei Ratzon, which is Chodesh Elul. He says a gevaldic thing. He says in Osvav, Kavanas Elul Shu Chodesh HaTshuva. What's the Kavana for Elul, which of course is the month of Tshuva? V'hinei v'ha'arizal merumas Kavanas HaChodesh b'pasuk hanosein bayom darach. Pasuk says in Yeshayim Mem Gimel, hanosein bayom darach, that Hashem gives a path, a derach, in the sea. It's not me'ever liyam. It's in the water. The path to return to Hashem is not on the other side of the ocean, but it's mamash in the ocean itself. So what does this mean? Kisvei Arizal say this is the kavana for tshuva and elul, hanosin bayam darach. Well, what does the ocean have to do with anything? How is that the path to tshuva? L'havim pshuto. Yeah, you have a pshat? I don't have a pshat. Okay, finish tshuva. V'alderach avoda. Right? So he's raising it as a question. He says, the Torah says, it's not. Dafka has nothing to do with the ocean. But I think you could say, no, it's not. It's not on the other side of the ocean, but it's mamish in the ocean. It's in the sea. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Don't we kind of compare Torah and water?
In Mayim al Torah. Yeah, but this is not a person. One of the most basic rules, if you're lost at sea, one of the biggest taiv is when a person is lost at sea, stranded on a little raft, right, at sea. One of the greatest challenges you're going to encounter pretty early on is what? You're going to become extremely thirsty. And you're going to have an unbelievable taiva to drink the water, right? But that will probably kill you much faster. Because if you drink the salt water, it'll dehydrate you a million times over. So now, here we're talking about a person who's not, right, this is not the mayim that we want to bring into our life. This is the mayim that we're riding on, riding the high seas. But you're right, ain mayim ala Torah. And mayim is definitely a chashuv thing, so we have to think about that. What it means to immerse ourselves in the waters of tshuva. Yeah, what do you want to say?
This might be where we're going, but what does it really mean by it's in the sea?
What do I mean, that tshuva's in the sea?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know Simbe Yam Darach, the Rizal says, that's where you find tshuva. The Chodesh of Tshuva, Elul, is somehow connected to this Pasuk. Hanosin Be'am Darach. You've got to find the path in the sea. It's not Me'ever Liyam. You don't have to get to the dry land on the other side. You got to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the ocean. Swimming with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so let's see. Ulam. Hinei Yesh Derech Yabasha V'Derech Yam. Maybe the answer is the following. The Min Katcher says, Yenison, you got a copy? Okay, good. So we're on that first line where it's underlined, in the Shari Yisasar. So he says, we know there's a derech yabash and there's a derech yam. V'haderech liyabash, hu derech salula, hu misulekes, liyos me'aver, ma'avar, l'rabim, linsoa v'lalechas. The path of the yabasha is a path that's well trodden, right? There's a road, and there are lines in the road. There are yellow lines, there are white lines. There's a train track, right? And God forbid if the train veers from that track. So the path of the Abasha is a very rigid, very precise track, and if you swerve into the wrong lane, God forbid, it could cost you your life. V'myata minay hadarech, af ma'at, if you stray from that path even a little bit, az yipo chalila b'pchasim o b'boros, you can fall into a ditch, you can get a flat tire, v'yichashel b'kotzim v'arkanim, you'll end up in the thorns, right? Big trouble. That are on the edge of the field, so you have to make sure you stay on the path. Mikol Shekain, he says, Mesilas Habarzil, a person's traveling on the iron tracks. Again, you have a train. Imyata ma'at hareza mistakin. The train, God forbid, goes a little too fast, right? And the wheel just tilts slightly off the track. It could cost everyone their lives, God forbid. Ve'ein lo rak haderech shesaklu lefanov b'diuk. And the only path that exists is the path that's precisely delineated. There's no room, there's no wiggle room in the path. It says the Munkacha, where it's underlined, Aval Derech Aniya Belev Yam, but a ship at sea, the Derech Yam is a very different Derech. Hainu, Derech Mashal Imritsono Linsoa, Mitrist Liafo. Okay, if a person is traveling from one place to another place, where is that? Where?
I think it's Italy.
Okay, Trieste is Italy. If you're traveling from Italy to Yafo, to the ports of Yafo, Muchrach lechavein rak hamatara levo liYafo. Mechos chafso. You need to have a basic goal. You need to more or less direct your boat in the right direction. But the way that a boat travels at sea, or the way an airplane flies in the sky, because lo me'ever, right? Not only lo me'ever liyam, what do we say? Lo b'shamayim hi. Right, it's not somewhere out there in the heavens, but it's mamish in the heavens. It's in every bit of the heavens. When a plane is flying through the sky or a boat is making its way by sea, it has to point in the basic direction. But you don't have to be obsessed with being precisely on the path. Right, in the ocean, there's not a direct trail that you travel on. You look at your compass, you point in the basic direction. If you see, you start to veer off. No big deal. You realign the boat and you tilt it back in the right direction. So therefore, he says, "Aval derech halichas anios lo echadema." It's not one path; it's not only a single path that one travels. But adrabba, just the opposite. Muchrachim heima anios hakitor lisrachik zemizeh b'derech halichasim laman lo yifkeju zebezeh v'yaziku zezeh kenoda. When you have these two big steamboats on the on the ocean, he says they dafka have to not travel on the same path. Right? They have to be careful that there's enough. That they don't collide, because it's not so easy to necessarily stop the boat the same way you stop the cars. The cars can travel back to back. You can line them up, one after the other. But the boats, each person on the ocean has to forge his own path. V'chein hu benimshol derech ha-Torah, tarag mitzvos, hu mitzvos derabanon, b'chol prateim, hu derech salula b'yabasha. When a person travels the path of Torah, everyone has the same mitzvos. The same 613. We don't each have a different 613. We all have the same 248 mitzvah saseh and the same 365 mitzvah slow saseh. It's a ma'avar l'rabim. And osur listos minei derech. One's not allowed to say, you have Shabbos, but I choose not Shabbos. That's how I connect to Hashem. Each person has to travel the same path. It's in the same framework. We're on the same tracks. Right? Not to add anything. Lo sosif alav, lo sigra mimenu. Va'anota chas v'shalom nofel. A person who strays from the path ends up in a ditch. The dish could be Malkus, the dish could be Misa, the dish could be Kares, Gaharim, Batsuyim, Besara, the details of Halacha, so finely calibrated, where all the details matter so much. That's the path of Torah. The path of Torah is more rigid. Obviously, within Torah, there's also some room to negotiate, but there's still a basic framework by which a person has to travel. But the path of a Jew by sea, the path of a Jew returning to Hashem in tshuva, lo nitztayin haderech b'yam, asher bo yitztarech lisa v'drachim harbe lefanov b'rochav hayam. In the expanse of the sea, there are many paths. There's no specific path a person has to travel. It's so interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, a sefer called B'Bechitzas Rabbeinu. So it says there on page 127 that Rabbi Yaakov said, it's so interesting. There's no Hilchos Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch. Yes, there's Hilchos Tshuva in the Rambam. But in the Shulchan Aruch, there's no Hilchos Tshuva. I can look up everything in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is interested in how I sleep with my wife and how I go to the bathroom, how I take a shower. You'd think the Shulchan Aruch would tell you how to do tshuva. You go through Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch and there's no Hilchos Tshuva. What's the pshat? So Rav Yaakov says, you know why there's no Hilchos Tshuva? Because tshuva is a very, very personal thing. It's like this boat on the ocean. That I can't tell you this is exactly how to do tshuva. It's too personal to try to put it into print. Okay, but the Rambam has Hilchos Tshuva. Okay, fine. But in terms of really being koveya halacha, we can't say this is the only way to do tshuva. Hanosin bayam derech. Yes, when it comes to tariag mitzvahs, when it comes to Torah, there's a Shulchan Aruch. But when it comes to the ocean of tshuva, to traveling the oceans of tshuva, everyone has their own path. No, Yonatan, what do you want to say? I didn't hear.
How many people wrote about
tshuva? A lot of people wrote about tshuva, that's true. And that's their experience in tshuva. And we should try to learn from it. And we should try to study it and to try to apply what is relevant to us. But at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch that we live and die by can't have a Hilchos Tshuva. So Yaakov Kamenetsky said that. That's such an interesting insight. The Torah doesn't have tshuva. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have tshuva. Yeah.
So I guess the basic sense of the word tshuva means to like return, right? So like when you like do something wrong, let's say.
Okay.
You mess up and like you know what you messed up on. Like,
right.
Like it's clear, like okay, you have to like fix this, I guess, mitzvah or just the area that you did. Like you have to like tshuva for that. Like, you do tshuva for that there, I guess. Like just correct it, whatever it is. But like when the Torah talks about tshuva, like returning, like does that mean like just fixing like an avera that you did, or it's
right? So we've been talking about this in the Balatani Zigaris of Tshuva. I think there's the Pratius Dick type of tshuva that the Rambam seems to be describing, to return from that particular sin, to identify the sins and to fix those sins. But then there's the big picture tshuva, which is what? Which is a return of the entire person. I take my entire being and I return it to Hashem.
Are you talking about?
So right. So maybe that's the train tracks versus the ocean, right? Meaning maybe this idea that the Arizal is being meramis to Anosim Bayam Darach is that a person has to realize that if I'm only going to be focusing on the details, then that's not it. That's not the way to real tshuva. The way to real tshuva is to look at kind of this bigger picture of how I'm traveling, right? And it's not just about, you know, getting back on a very specific path and focusing on the detail of that particular thing that I strayed from, which was destructive and dangerous, but to be able to forge my own path through the sea. And as he says, look at this last line that's underlined. Adrabe, im yelech lefam b'derech avero, yistakin chas v'shalom, kasher yifkashu zeh b'zeh. Davka, on the ocean, you have to, there's no precise path that one travels. You have to travel your own path. Like we spoke about last Sunday. Right? The independence that a person needs to do tshuva. To be able to find your own path through the ocean. V'cheinu derech tshuva, kerishonim zatzal, tzivu davka, Sak, Vitanas, Visigufim. The earlier ones, they came along and they said we need to fast and we need to afflict ourselves. V'chulu, v'chulu. Ulu Masam, Talmidei Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, they came along and said, oh, that's wrong. So in normative halacha, how does that work? Right? Meaning, how is it that Baal Shem Tov Mamish overturned the whole way of doing tshuva? So some would say the Baal Shem Tov overturned the way that we practice halacha. That's not really true. That's not really true. Yes, there are things that Hasidus brought to the table, which at times will seem to contradict that which is, you know, found in normative halacha. But the Hasidus didn't come to make an overhaul of halacha. Anyone who thinks any, like, you know, new age, you know, person who's trying to kidnap the Baal Shem Tov and like use that to create what's it called? What comes after like Reconstructionist Judaism, right? Like anyone who like thinks like the Baal Shem Tov was the first Reconstructionist rabbi, that's like a total perversion. That's not what the Baal Shem Tov came to. But in Tshuva, the Baal Shem Tov did come to make revolution. In Tshuva, he came to say, no, all those things, no, scratch them. Stricken from the record. Nu, chutzpah. How can you be cholik on the Doros Kadmonim? How can you do such a thing? The answer is because the very nature of Tshuva is dafka that. Tshuva requires a look at what is my way to return to Hashem. Again, within a framework of halacha. But that's why you can come along and you can say the Rishonim who said, Sak v'tanis sigufim, that was their path in the ocean. Talmidei Beshantim come along and they say, that's not it. Tziva ikal atakin believe nishbar. Right? We were saying in Garsa Tshuva. Uvesimcha. To do other things, to get involved positively with an increase of Torah and tefillah and mitzvahs by some tovim. Nasor me'rav asay tov, get away from bad and then do good, but get away from bad by doing good. Like Talmidei Baal Shem Tov said. V'shelo lahachlish hadas v'aguf ha'idei sigufei atani, is not to break our already broken spirits and bodies by fasting and fasting and fasting. Ulam l'maskana ein v'yadeinu b'zeh lomar klal gadol l'rabim l'chol arotza l'shuv b'tshuva. She is naig b'derach hazeh dafka. But the bottom line is, the maskana, the reason that there's no Shulchan Aruch in tshuva, is that the maskana sadvarim is that at the end of the day, what? There is no, if someone comes to you and says, how do I do tshuva? You can't answer that question for them. What do you mean? I have to literally be inside your heart to be able to answer that question. There are no klalim when it comes to this. That each person has to figure out how in his own way. Lashuv b'tshuva. She's naig b'derech hazeh dafka. To say this is the only path. We don't say such a thing. Hanishia derech l'kol abali tshuva yachtav. To say this is the path that everyone has to travel. There's no such thing. Rak l'chol echad v'echad kafi mashahu adam. Each person, in accordance with who he is, has to figure out his path in tshuva. L'mashal. Yim gibor chayel hu. If a person can self-assess and realize that he can fast and he can afflict himself, and that is something that motivates him, and we're going to say it's not a holy thing. Those earlier generations that spoke at length about it, the Rizal himself, the Talmidei Arizal, who outlined the fast, like we saw in the early Prakim, the third and fourth parak of the Igaras HaTshuva. We're going to say it's wrong. If that's for you, then that's for you. V'im cholashu. Ubal atziv, if you're a sad person by nature, you're a weak person by nature, and you can't handle such a thing. Azehechach adrab, lizgabur lavar Hashem b'simcha, l'chazik daito. Then your way to do tshuva is with more simcha. V'chein echad shetakanaso rak laharbos b'torah. And for some people, the way to do tshuva is what? It's just to learn more. For some people, that doesn't do anything for them in terms of tshuva. For some people, that's it. They need to stop and say, whoa, I don't learn at all. Right? Like Chazal say about the Baal Tshuva. It's a beautiful Maimer Chazal. Listen to this Medrash. Three lines from the bottom. Ragil lilmod daf echad. A person who's accustomed to learning one page, yilmod shnayim, should learn two. If you usually learn one word of Torah, learn two words of Torah. If you usually say one kapitel tilim, say two. If you usually learn one amud of Gemara, learn two. Whatever it is, do a little more. Uvekavanas atzfila. Kafi kocho. Whatever you can, a little more, a little better. V'chein la'ashir. Maybe the ashir, since his thing is his money, so then maybe takanaso v'pizron at tzedakah, maybe he has to give a lot of tzedakah, that's the way he comes back to Hashem. V'kiyotze b'tikon amidos ein shi'ur v'erech b'darche atshuv. Top of the next column. V'prash etzarech atshuva b'tikon ha'hafchi b'eize inyan ha'yaver shasa. I have to overturn whatever it is that I was nichshol in. So again, each person has to figure out what's my thing, what's my avera, what's my yitzhara. Kovish is yitzhara, conquer his own yitzhara, not someone else's. Ukamavur b'sifrei hakadoshim, kama minei samanei trufa lenefesh l'chol echad kfi tzarcha. Different medicines for different people. I can't try to take someone else's medicine. It's not going to work for me. It'd be foolish, and it would also be foolish to take every medicine in the world. In Slonimer, some of the Slonimer Hasidim and the Rebbes used to say a mashal. They said it's like a person who walks into a pharmacy, right, and says, "I'm not feeling well. I'll take one of everything." Mistama, you'll get the right, you get the right medicine if you don't kill yourself first. So a person can't just open up any safer and say, "Oh, I'll try this." Rabbi Nachman says, "Do like this." Right? And the Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah says, do like this. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, do like this. And the Ram says, do like this. Right? And the Tabitha Baal Shem Tov says, do like this. And the Rizal says, do like this. The Baal Tani says, do like this. So I'll go around trying every medicine in the world. So first of all, I need to speak to a pharmacist. I need to speak to go to the Kohen Asher Yeba Yamim Mahim. I go to whoever the Rebbe is in my time. And I speak to the Rebbe. Rabbi Meir Shapiro once came to the Chavetz Chaim when he was very sick. And he said to the Chavetz Chaim, he said, I need your advice, I need your counsel. So the Chofetz Chaim said, I'm not well, I can't. you know, people sometimes think like a tzaddik, it just has endless energy and he could just, because Lubavitcher stood for hours and hours and hours and hours and had time for everyone in the world, right? But at some point the Chavetz Chaim says, I can't. So Meir Shapiro came to him and he said, Chavetz Chaim, I need to speak to you about something. Chavetz Chaim said, I can't, I physically can't. So Meir Shapiro said, we just read in Parshas Kisavo yesterday, what does it say? That a person should go to the Kohen, Asher Yeh, Bayamim Ha'im, you go to the Kohen, right, in your times. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? You go to the Kohen in your times? Rashi says, as he is. Right? Kasher Hu, however he is. However he is. So he said to the Chavetz Chaim, you're Kohen. He says, I'll take you however you are. Chavetz Chaim says, I'm very sick, I can't. He says, I'll take you sick. You'll be my Rebbe when you're sick. Right? So Chavetz Chaim said, fine, you win. You win, no. You go to the Kohen however he is. Yeah, but a person has to go to the doctor and get a prescription. It would be ridiculous to walk into the pharmacy and say, I'm not sure what I'm feeling, just give me one of everything. A person has to make a cheshbon nefesh. A person has to figure out, what's my path? What's my path in the ocean of tshuva? L'chol echad kefi tzarcho. Right? And therefore, therefore, lo shayich. Right? It's not shayich to say that there's a derech tshuva bichlal. You can't say that there's this one path that everyone has to travel on. That's the derech habasha, he says. That's not the way that an ocean liner travels in the ocean. Behindu kamoa svinos im yelchu b'derech haver yistakin. Again, if you travel the path that someone else is traveling precisely, it'll be dangerous. Yishaver svinoso kocha. Yishaver svinoso. Then you'll destroy your boat. Kochu derech hatshuva im yelch b'derech havero. You'll come to stumble even more. What for one person can be medicine, for another person can what? Kamash be poison. You know what chemotherapy is? Chemotherapy is poison. Chemotherapy is poison. You give a healthy person some of the drugs that you give a cancer patient, you can kill a person. And the person who's sick, putting poison in their body is dafka the way that you save their life. Right? It's mashav in a hafacho. It's a crazy thing. The whole world is an upside down world. The Rambam says the sign of a chol is that which a person finds bitter might be sweet. That which a person finds sweet might be bitter. His whole system is completely out of whack. So when a person's a chol and he's undergoing a vina hafachu, he has to figure out very precisely what the medicine is. There are no klalim. Each case, each situation of this illness, whether it's a chol ha'guf or chol ha'nefesh, has to be looked at very carefully and has to be analyzed very precisely. And the prescription has to be prescribed for that person and only for that person. Right, to the exclusion of all others. Kimashu tov lo lecholei hanefesh zeh sakanas nefesh lechaveru kiyadua. Rak shesarach liyos hakavana mikol echad rak linso ala mataras chafso. Yes, we're all traveling as we travel through the ocean. Again, you have to point, if you're trying to get from Italy to Eretz Yisrael, you have to point your boat in the same direction. We're all trying to get basically in the same direction. But at the end of the day, we have to figure out what's our own path to travel. That's perhaps, as the Minkacher, that's the secret of a Nosim B'yam Darach. To travel through the ocean in a very precise, in a very personal way. And again, maybe that's the Kavanah, this Shavuos, we read the Pasuk. Lo Me'ir L'yam. It's not finding, you know, you're on the Yabasha here and the goal is to get to the Yabasha there. The Yabasha is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. The goal is to figure out what's that path. Yes, there's a lot of Yabasha that surrounds us, but we have to figure out what's the Yam that, so to speak, in between those two checkpoints of dry land. Where do I find and express my individuality in Avodas Hashem? And how do I find that path? Okay, now flip over to the other side of the page. The other side of the page is from Rav Nassim Gestetner, the Lahoris Nassim. Rav Nassim Gestetner, he was a big posek, lived in Eretz Yisrael, passed away only a couple of years ago. I told you I had this chutz to meet him once.
Related to the Mayan of Rav Gestetner?
I don't know. Could be. He's related to the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Kiva Eger, as he proudly points out many, many times in his farm. He's a big, big gon. Mamish a big gon. Tons of writings. So I just want to do a little piece from his writings on Slichos, which I think, again, will shed light on this Nakuda. It's not Me'ever L'yam. It's not on the other side of the ocean. The way to do tshuva is in the ocean. Hanosin bayam derech. That's the derech to tshuva. That's what the Arizal says. So again, we saw one pshat in the Munkacher that maybe it means the chiddush of the ocean is that it expresses the individuality, which is a critical component of doing tshuva. But I found this other piece, which I think could be another tight. He doesn't speak about this inyan of hanosin bayam derech that the Arizal is telling us is the secret to tshuva and elul. But I think this is it. I think this answers it. Yeah, you want to say something?
I was just going to say, what if the doctor doesn't give out the medication?
If the doctor refuses to give a prescription, you got to find a better doctor, I guess. No, the doctor has to be honest. Sometimes the doctor says, I don't know. You have to listen. The doctor can only assess if you tell him how you're feeling. If you go to the doctor and you don't give an honest assessment, if you don't tell the doctor what you're feeling, so then he's going to have a hard time. So you have to open up to the doctor.
Yeah.
You have to try to put it out there on the table so the doctor can see. And the doctor can say, this I've seen before. Or the doctor sometimes says, I haven't seen this before. You should find a doctor who's familiar with this.
The doctor needs to know that it's an ocean and not a doubt.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's an ocean.
So someone knows about the ocean.
Right. He can give you a basic direction, the doctor, but at the end of the day, you're the captain of your own ship. You got to be the captain of your own ship. There's no way the doctor can tell you what to do. As the Vardai said last Sunday, Seilach HaRav, a person has to have a Rebbe, but also a person has to be Mistalik Menosafik. A person has to realize that. My Kfir Dikavart.
What?
I said heretical Vart last Sunday. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Seilach HaRav, have a Rebbe, but distance yourself from a Safik. So the formal way to say it is, Seilach HaRav, have a Rebbe, and that way you ask your Rebbe every shaila under the sun, and then you'll never have any Sveikos. But I like to say, no, it's giving you, it's telling a healthy Jew that there's two ways to resolve a Safik, right? Sometimes Seilach HaRav, sometimes you have a big shaila. You need to seek the advice of someone who's greater than you, has a better view of MS than you, because he has more experience, because he's traveled before, right? But also Mistalik Min HaSafik, not everything's a Safik. Now you don't have to make everything into a Safik. You should have a certain confidence that you're able to solve some of your own problems. It's very important to believe in one's ability to solve his own problems. Okay? Alright, let's see. So he has just a little vart here explaining a pasuk in Tehillim Tzadi Hei. Okay, bottom right hand corner. Says Rav Nosson Gishtetner Zatza. Asher lo hayam vahu asahu vayabeshes yadav yatsaru. Recognize this pasuk? Tehillim Tzadi Hei, sounds familiar? Asher, exactly. Asher lo hayam. Now, it's so interesting. I was thinking about this over Shabbos. How in English we say things totally different than other foreign languages. I mean, Lashon HaKodesh says things not backwards. If you speak English, everything sounds backwards. Right? Like if I wanted to describe someone who created something, I would say that person made or created, and then I would say the object. Tanakh always writes it the other way around. It says the object that he made. So the way to read the pasuk, Asher lo hayam, the sea belongs to him, v'hu aso, and he made it. Vayabeshes, and the dry land, yadav yatsaru. His hands created. Right? You have to always, it's just like sometimes it's psukim that we actually know how to translate, we don't think we know how to translate because we speak backwards in the English language. So he says the following, quote Yerushalmi. Yeshlom al pi de'isa b'Yerushalmi avodazara. Sha'af ovde avodazara modim. Sha'avodazara ein lashlita bayam ela b'yabasha. Says the Yerushalmi, people who believe in Avodah Zarah know that Avodah Zarah only works on dry land. A person who's ever been out at sea, which is why I pass when Yonah is on the boat, right? When Yonah is on the boat, and the boat is Chishaval Yishaver, it's on the brink of destruction, and everyone's calling out to their gods and nothing's working. And then they come to Yonah and they say, no, Yonah, maybe you have a God that actually knows how to do something on the ocean. Because they recognize that Ovdei Avodah Zarah are modim, that Avodah Zarah doesn't work by sea. For some reason, right? It's like bad service, I guess, right? Like there's no reception over there. Whatever they believe is working for them on dry land, they're admitting it doesn't work. It doesn't work out of the ocean. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can receive a message, can receive a phone call from the ocean. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalat B'Yam Uvayabasha. Hashem has dominion over the ocean and the dry land. But Avodah Zarah, to whatever degree it does work, and again, there are schools of thought that say that it does work, right? There are kochos of tumah that do work, right? Now, it's not necessarily just pure nonsense. There are kochos of tumah that do work. But, I mean, that's why the Nevi'im Chaim says, when we say, right, don't worship Elohim Acherim, how can we use the word Elohim for sticks and stones that a person worships? The answer is because there is a koach to Avodah Zarah. But it's a foreign koach, and it's a koach that we're not allowed to draw on, and it's a limited koach. And therefore, Einol Mavado means nothing to us. But it's not, you know, we look at Avodah Zarah because now we're living in the post-Bittul Yitzra the Avodah Zarah period, and we laugh, Avodah Zarah, what a joke. Who would ever worship a rock? Who would ever bow down to an idol, right? We have no idea how big of a Yitzhar it is, as that Gemara tells about, you know, people who laughed at the thought of Avodah Zarah being a temptation, and were taught and were responded to, had you been there, you would have been chasing after Avodah Zarah. Even more than, you know, the wicked people who you look at and say, oh, who could ever do such a thing? Yeah, what do you want to say?
No, that was kind of my question. Like, how are there so many times where, like, we have these sorts of, say, Avodah Zarah was so, like...
Right, because it was a real koach, and it was a taiva.
But, like, how could
it was a taiva.
The taiva would be that your God doesn't follow you in the water. Like,
how it was a taiva. It was a taiva.
So nonsensical, and sometimes it's so...
There's a lot of things we do that are nonsensical. Right? There's a lot of taivas that we give into that don't make sense. There's a lot of taivas that we give into that don't make sense.
Yeah,
that we don't make
like,
sense.
Like, not like a context in which you live your life.
There's people who are addicted to all sorts of things that they say, this is destroying me, and yet I still continue to serve it. Avodah Zarah was a mamish a taiva. It was mamish a real taiva. It was hard to turn it down. It's so foreign to us, because Baruch Hashem, they were mevatel yetzer for Avodah Zarah. Okay, but they weren't mevatel yetzer for Arayos, and a person can understand from that, right, what it means when a person has a strong desire for something, a strong longing for something. Whatever it is, you see something that a person desires, and you feel that feeling in your heart where you want something, even if you know it's not for you, it's not shayach to you. But it's a taiva, it was mamash a taiva. It's irrational. Cheeseburgers, money. They say that the yetzer of Avodah Zarah b'zmanazez is mammon. When they were mevatel yetzer for Avodah Zarah, for bowing down to an idol, it was replaced with the taiva, the irrational taiva for money. I'll tell you a great vart. If you look in the back of the Gemara in Chulin, the very back, after the Maharam Shif's commentary in Chulin, there's like a page and a half called Drushim Unechmadim Mimaharam Shif. Beautiful, tiny, tiny little, tiny print, mamish tiny print, but these tiny little vartlach from the Maharam Shif. And there's mamish a lot of gems back there. So if you go really to the end, in the last couple of pieces, he has some insights on Mishlei. He quotes the Medrash on Mishlei. Medrash on Mishlei says that a person does, just to show you, right? Oiv kesef lo yispa kesef. A person who loves money is never satisfied. So the Medrash says, a person does not leave this world with half of his desires fulfilled. A person never feels that he got it all. If you're chasing taivas, you'll never feel satisfied. A person doesn't leave this world with even half of his desires in his hand. If he has a mana, he wants a masayim. If he has 100, he wants 200. If he made 1 million, he wants 2 million. So says the Maharam Shif. Hold on a second. I have Mechilas Kvod Chazal, but a little basic math here. A person doesn't leave the world with half of his desire in his hand. If he has 1 million, he wants 2 million. But then he does have half his desire. If he has a mana, he wants masayim. If he has 100, he wants 200. That is half. That is half. Chazal not studying YU? They never, that Torah Mata, they were so ignorant, they didn't realize that 100 is half of 200. So he says such a deep psychological insight. You know what he says? He says the half that you don't have is always more valuable than the half that you do have. You don't even have half your taiva. If you have 1 million, you want 2 million. Because the million that you have is not nearly as exciting as that other million that you long for. Because you feel if I would just get that extra million, then all my problems would be solved. Then I'd have then I'd have true happiness. Right? Person could be living in a $1 million house, but if his friend lives in a $2 million house, he feels, I have nothing, my friend has everything. The million you don't have is psychologically worth so much more to him because it's a dimyon. Right? Because the very fact that it's not real, it's this entirely false perception of what that million could finally do for me. Then I would really. So he leaves this world embittered. Oh, I never was zocha to even half my desires. Even if he would stop and pause for a second, he'd realize, what do you mean? You do have half. You taka do have half. Okay? So we can't relate to this taiva for mammon and for Avodah Zarah. But Avodah Zarah doesn't work on the ocean. So he says, in his great Bakiya, says Rav Nosson Geshtetner, if you look in the Hagos, Sion v'Yerushalayim over there on the Yerushalmi, It quotes another pasuk in Tehillim that we know very well. La Hashem ha'aretz u'malawa tevel v'yoshveva ki hu al yamim yisada. Because on the oceans, Yisada, it was founded. Hashem founded the world. The world was built upon the oceans. Dilechora manesinas tam huze. What exactly is it saying? La Hashem ha'aretz u'malawa. Everything belongs to Hashem. Because Hashem made oceans. So? Will the divrei Yishalmi, but according to the Yishalmi, I'll see Shapir. It's very simple to understand. The cave and Sha'ar Tumulawa, Al Yamim Yisada. The very fact that Hashem built the world with oceans. You ever wonder, what does Hashem want with so much ocean? Hashem wants so much ocean. There's so much ocean. The world is so filled with water. Why did Hashem just make everything land? Because the ocean is a constant reminder that water, those massive bodies of water, not just the strength, the power, the destruction that can come about from the ocean, right? That constant reminder that Hashem in a second could flood the whole world if he would release the kochos that hold back the waters. Right? But more than that, it's a reminder that there are places in the world that a person feels super vulnerable. That the person who believes in his avodah zarah, and his avodah zarah might be his own strength, when a person's out at sea and he builds a Titanic, it's an unsinkable ship, right? And Rachmana Litzlan, in the very tragic way, they learned that there's no such thing as an unsinkable ship. On the ocean, it's very clear that there's nothing but Hashem. And that the whole world is resting, so to speak, upon the waters. And it's a very sharp insight. Right? The words of the wise are very insightful. Says the Hago Sion v'Yushalayim, L'Hashem ha'aretz u'malawa. How do I know that Hashem runs the world? Because there are oceans. And this Yerushalmi is the secret to understanding these Pesukim and Tehillim. The fact that there are oceans, and that the whole world, even the biggest of the Avodah Zarah, realize there's a place that's out of the jurisdiction, so to speak, of the Avodah Zarah. That only Hashem runs, and only Hashem controls the ocean. U'l'derech zeh, and with this, we can explain, Asher lo hayam v'hu asahu. Going back to the pasuk again, Tehillim Tzadihei. Asher lo hayam v'hu asahu. That the ocean is his, and it's a reflection of that all is his. The cave and kol modim shayam hu shel kadosh baruch hu v'raku asahu mizeh mochach gam. That also proves that what? So even when we're on dry land, and we think that we're in control, and everything's working, and the avodah zarah, so to speak, whether again it's the avodah zarah of idols or the avodah zarah of kol chavivot miyadi, when I'm on dry land, when life is going well, and I start to forget about a kadosh baruch hu, remind yourself the first half of the pasuk. Asher lo hayam v'hu asal. If Hashem made the waters, then remind yourself that the yabeshes yadav yitzar. Then Hashem also made the dry land. And I think that's the pshat. Again, another little deepening of the idea to try to make sense of this comment from the Arizal. What does it mean? Hanosin bayam darach. What does the ocean have to do with tshuva? The answer is, if you understand the secret about the ocean, that the ocean is the giloy milso that Hashem runs the world. So then, a person wants to do tshuva. It starts with that hakara, that recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And to whatever degree that I realize that Einon Mavala, the whole world is His, that everything is His, then I can be chozer b'tshuva. That I can get out of that world of self-service, and I can return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'emes. Okay, so two good pshatim to really think about. Two very practical ways to think about, this very deep idea from the Arizal. Hanosin b'yam darach. Pasuk in Yishai. What does that have to do with anything? Number one, tshuva has to be a very deeply personal process, and there are no two ways to travel. And like Yaakov Kamenetsky said, there's no shulchan aruch when it comes to tshuva, because each person has to find his own way. No one can tell you precisely how to do tshuva. No one can. Again, we can try to help each other. Right? Like that mashal again from the Divrei Chaim. I can tell you which paths not to travel in the forest. And I can go to the Kohen, Asher Yabei Amim Ahim, Kasher Hu. Go to the tzaddikim of the generation, whoever they may be, and try to get some guidance, some basic direction. Because even the boat has to travel in a basic direction. But again, at the end of the day, there's no precise path. And the second idea, that if I understand what the whole mahus of the yam is, how the yam is the gila milsa that Hashem runs the world, so that, of course, becomes a very basic way to be chozer b'tshuva. To remind myself that there's no place, there's no makom that's devoid of Him, not even in my mitzvos, not even in my averos, that Hashem is with me wherever I go, in good times and bad times, And if Hashem is mamish, the only reality that is reality, the greatest presence in my life, so then okay, so then I have to become self-aware of that. I have to live with that reality, recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. Okay, Shmuel Tzvi, what would you like to say in conclusion?
Number one, I'm sorry if I was being flexible before.
I don't understand.
And number two, what do you say that the Yitzhak from the Min Kach,
the Min Kach, yeah?
He's turning like the ocean into like the dry path. And if you're going to give someone like exact Yitzhak to do tshuva, that like seems to be okay, like, yes, it's your path, but it's like a rigid path. But at the same time, though, like, is tshuva really that simple? But it's like, oh, it's like one or two eitzas.
It is that simple. It is that simple. B'fichul v'avchul asoso. It's like that. It's that. It's that famous line from Rabbi Saul Salanta, Torah Naftali Amsterdam, right? Oh, Rabbi, if I had the brain of the Shagasari, if I had your midos, if I had the warm heart of the Yesod B'Shor Shavod, then I could be a good Jew. And he said, no, with your brain, with your heart, with your midos, with your everything. So that's what the Pasuk says. B'ficha, u'b'vavcha, right? You don't need someone else's pair, someone else's lave to tell you how to do it. You just need your own heart. Yeah, of course we take Eitzah from people. We want people to help put our heart in the right place and to put our lips and mouth in the right place. You know what the Shpoler Zaidi said? The Shpoler Zaidi, when he met the Baal Shem Tov, he said, from the time the Baal Shem Tov touched my heart, placed his hand on my heart, he says, when I touch that spot, it feels warm. Physically, it feels warm. From the time the Baal Shem Tov laid his hand upon my chest, touched my heart, every time, that spot feels warm. So yeah, we want someone to mold our heart and to mold our ideas and to give us the words to daven. Hashem Sifasai Tiftach, Fi Yagid Til Asecha. Hashem, I don't know what to say, so help me say. I daven that I should be able to daven. I don't know what to say. But at the same time, it's a big ocean. You got to learn how to swim. One of the obligations that a father has in Maseches Kedushin, which we're learning this year, one of the obligations a father has to his son, you have to teach him Torah, you have to teach him a parnasa, you have to get him a wife. V'yesh omrim. Got to teach him how to swim. My father once wrote, he gave my brothers and I a sefer, I think maybe one of Rav Shur's farm, like before Yantiv, as a little Yantiv present. My father wrote in the... You ever hear this from Rav Davidel? Rav Davidel likes to say this. My father wrote, like, in the beginning of the sefer, like, you know, have a good year and everything, and then he said, don't be afraid of the deep waters. Don't forget, I taught you how to swim. My father's a big Kabbalist, so, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my father's pshat, the Gemara in Kedushin. That a father has to teach his child how to swim. You have to figure out how to have the confidence to swim in the ocean of Torah. In my mel Torah.
I
hear what you're saying. It's a scary. The ocean's scary.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not.
You're saying just start swimming, you'll get there. What do you mean? I'll drown.
It's one thing if it's like, okay, like, you need to correct. That's what I guess I was asking. It didn't really make sense. But what I was asking earlier was that, like, if tshuva was so simple that it's like, oh, I messed up here, and like, okay, like, I like, that's what he kind of said. Like, if you, like, you messed up here, so, like, you can correct that sin, and like, you can't tell someone else like to correct that sin, because like, only you could correct that sin. But
right.
Tshuva isn't just about like, okay, like, I messed up here, and like, that's like, now I'm like, I'm good. Like, tshuva is more of like, like, it's return, like, returning. Like,
right.
It's like, when I saw that, like, I feel like it's like, it isn't.
But it was
like,
what you were saying, like, before. It's not so pratious. It's not. You know.
Not so, exactly.
I mean, the mashal that they give in Sefer Musar is the mashal. It's a train that's been traveling in the wrong direction. Right. Elul is a train that we've traveled the whole year. We traveled like all the way down the mountain in the wrong direction, and now we've got 1 month to get back up and over the mountain. You know, the little engine that could. Remember the book? I was holding the little engine that could.
Yeah.
I think I can.
Thomas.
You gotta push back over the mountain. So we've been driving in the wrong direction. Now we gotta turn the train around. But he's saying, no, it's not a train. It's not just about retracing the steps. Because if you do that, you could slip right back down again. The ocean, it's much more subtle, the way that we navigate the ocean. A little to the left, a little to the right. And eventually, as long as you're pointed and generally in the right direction, and you respect the process, then you'll get there. Then a person gets there. Okay. Shkayach.